He's a different, very violent method to do that, but that's it. You see the point? What does he want? The deity is not what he has. The deity is what he wants. What you have, you don't pray for it. How many of you have asked God for something that you already have? Nobody does that. Nobody. Pardon?
What does Saturn want that relates to the ocean?
Ask him. What does he do? He does, he's good at so many things. Right? So many skills. Maybe he could fix a door for you. Maybe he can fix the light for you. Maybe he can paint the house for you. Maybe he can do anything for you. So many things. So someone who does so many things wants more opportunity, more skills. Ocean represents something very large. More shores. That's what he wants. More jobs.
But just off the mark, Sanjay, I mean, Varun and I would associate with the oceans and the seas.
Yeah. Dissociate or associate?
I expect some kind of profession got to do with...
No. Varuna is what he wants to do.
Say that again?
What he wants to achieve. What does Saturn want to achieve? The labor. Okay, let's see. The payment to labor. Let's see payment to labor. Where is it that the labor is highest paid? The best paid labor. The best service conditions. 6 months off. 6 months you work, 6 months off. Oceans. Ocean liners. Every person who labors a lot is always dreaming of an ideal job 6 months off. You're always dreaming about holidays. Look what he wants. He wants leave all the time. Okay? Two, he wants minimum workload. And two, any timing. See, he is not orderly. He is prepared to do all work. Little skill and work. Not something very, very, not something like a software engineer. Goes into too much detail. Typing, writing software, books. Writing software is like writing books. So, here the level of skill is not very important. The variety of skill is more important. Ocean symbolizes a big variety of something. A very large, a never-ending variety. If the skills in this world were still limited to those two or three which we had maybe a million years back, then Saturn would still be cribbing a lot. Today you see the skills, the tools. I mean, today there are the differentiation of work has really gone up manifold. And it will keep on increasing because of Saturn and Varuna. Because we are in an age in which this is increasing. Since this is increasing, differentiation of work is bound to increase. Think about the concepts. Why you? Why wind over here? Pardon? What happens to a mother when she works? Either she needs tremendous amount of energy, right? She should not be tired at any point of time. She should be able to get up at any point of time for her kid. Any point of time. That means time should not be a restriction. What is that one activity that you must keep doing? Breathing. Vayu. The vayu must be strong all the time. See my point? You pray for what can be a possible hindrance to your action. You pray for what can be a objective to your action. Here the mother doesn't have any special desire. I mean, what can a mother desire? She's only giving for the child. There is no major aspiration. Normally, such a strong moon people are people who don't have too many ambitions. They believe more in sustenance. More in being happy, being with people. You know, that's why they like activities where people get together. Like restaurants, I said. Lot of people are coming, lot of people are going in, all kinds of foods are being cooked, lot of flavors, lots of things. There's a lot of good things happening all around. They are not very ambitious, they're, oh, I make the best ice cream in the world. No. Nobody cares anyway. The ice cream should be good enough to eat. What are that we ate today? Mint. Mint milkshake with chocolate chips.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. That was. Yeah. I've been trying out all these things. Yeah, it was the ultimate. That was a lot of moon out there with a lot of mercury. I said, that lady wanted to try it. I said, go ahead. There was a lot of moon out there. You could see that moon. Yeah. So that's it. So you can see the mother. She, you know, you should not always look at something as an aspiration or an ambition. Ambition will be there with planets who have ambition, like Mars. This cannot be an objective. Is not merely an objective. Is based upon the nature also, no? My objective will also be based on my nature. Here, the planet's objective is based upon teacher's objective. What's the teacher's objective? To pass on knowledge. To ultimately see to it that everybody who has attended this conference has understood what I'm talking about. If they don't understand what I'm talking about, that means this communication of this knowledge has been big zero. So I need to work on this. And who is the deity who will help me? There's a deity called Ishana. Ishana is like Shiva. The one who ensures that knowledge comes on everybody's head. The Bhagavatam clearly mentions this. As this Shiva is the one who gives knowledge to everybody. Ishana, he is the one who has got the third eye. How many of you have heard about the third eye? Yep. Third eye? Clear? Good. Third eye is the eye of knowledge. And it has got two aspects to it. Like the knowledge of the vertical and the lower directions, you know. The third eye is something like this. The third eye of Shiva, this is the eye. And it's vertically. And here there's a Bijakshara called Ha. And here it is Sha. Okay. This is the one, the lower down one. This is the vertical upward one. The vertical upward one is Akash. Akash means that which is going to the sky. This is the one that gives true spirituality. This is the portion that gives knowledge by removing poison.